We have one pasuk. And interestingly enough, this pasuk is almost a repetition, Sai in Mitzad, the pasuk itself in Mishlei, and Sai Mitzad, the Bir Hagra. Pasuk says like this, V'ni imarafto l'reyecha takata lazor kapecha. This is not the pasuk that we're learning. I have the pasuk that you already know, surely Baal Peh, because it's in Perek Vav, pasuk Aleph. But I'll show you the comparison, the similarity. The pasuk there says, my son, Bini, imarafto l'reyecha, if you became an arev, if you became a cosigner on a loan for your friend, tokato lazor kapecha, you gave a tkias kaf. You know we have an expression, tkias kaf? You shake hands, it's a deal. So you gave a zar, a stranger, your hand. The next pasuk says, you fell in, you stumbled because of the words of your mouth. It's the same imre ficha, but nokashta and nokadata are almost synonymous, but there's a nuance, the difference between the two, as the Vilna Gaon will explain. So what are we talking about? So the Gaon here, as he does in our pasuk, says there, as is known, there are two kinds of arev. There's an arev stam, and there's an arev kablon. And that person is called a shluf dutz. Now shluf dutz, I think the reason they called him a shluf dutz is because it's very easy to remember something that doesn't sounds funny. Shluf dutz. I once was learning Hilchos Ribis, and Perek Ezeh Neshech, and we learned it pretty well. And there was one person there that very big Baal Kishrin. So he meets me a bunch of years later. He says, "I don't remember anything from Ezeh Neshech except for one thing, shluf dutz." So shluf dutz, interestingly enough, is really the name of a certain plant. It's a certain plant. Rashi, a number of places in Shas, says I don't know exactly what kind of a plant it is, but it's one of the samamonim. But they use that phrase as a melitza to be a kind of an arev who takes primary responsibility. So he says, I'm going to read to you first the Bir Hagra in Perek Vav that you don't have in front of you right now, but it's in the Sefer. I'm actually reading it from that Sefer. B'niyim aravta l'reyecha sheyesh shnei minei arvus. There are two kinds of people who take responsibility for a loan that is not theirs. A cosigner, a cofactor. Aleph arev stam. What is arev stam? Sheim lo yishalim haloive yishalim hu. In the event that the loive defaults, so the malva will afterwards go to the arev and say he didn't pay, so you have to pay because that's what you agreed, and that's why I gave him the loan to begin with. Then habeis hu anikra shluf dutz v'hu arev kablon. And the makor of this, of course, the Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Kuf Ayin Zayin, where they discuss the different kinds of arvos. So the Gaon says, "V'zehu imarafta l'reyacha, if you were an arev for your friend, that's stam an arev. That's the first arev that's mentioned. Tokata l'zor kapecha hu arev kablon, shenichnas bekaf mamash." It's very interesting. I remember once a great fundraiser. Received a check, and he called up the person to thank him. So he said, "I'm holding you in my hand." It's an interesting lashon. "I'm holding you in my hand." That's exactly what the Gaon says. Tokata lazar kapecha means you put yourself into his hand, mamish. So what is that? That's a much closer relationship. Why? Because it's not a triangle. Because you see, if you have, first, the arev is free until the lova doesn't pay up. But here, the arev is already equal to the lova. And there's a whole discussion of tifa ega, which is, of course, not our asik right now. But there's a whole question whether, when you have an arev kablon situation, whether you still see the loiva altogether. Interesting. In other words, is arev kablon a way of replacing the loiva? But in any case, he's in your hands. He's in the malva's hands already. Because he can collect from him even without the loiver, defaulting. So, the inyan of the moshel has to have a nimshel. What the Goyen insists upon is that we are not talking here about someone who is an Arev, and it's not good to be an Arev, and you're in trouble if you're an Arev, and what should you do? This is not business etzis. He's not giving business advice. What he's doing is giving a marshal to something else that has to do with Torah and mitzvahs. So what is the marshal for? What's the nimshal? So the Goyen says, Shem neged shnei minei rosha Yisrael. There are two different kinds of leaders in Klal Yisrael. Vehein arvus kemoshikosuv vasimein barashechem. This is a responsibility to Klal Yisrael. Vehein azikainim vashoftim kemoshikosuv lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda mechokik mi bein raglov. For Amru, and it says in the Chazal, Lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda heim roshei goliyah shebebavel, sheroidim es ha'am b'maklois, u'mechoykek mi bein raglov, elu nesim shebe'eretz Yisrael, v'loimdim Torah barabim. So he says, there are two kinds of authority. There's one authority which teaches Torah, and there's another authority which is more powerful, which actually imposes its will on the people. Two kinds of Torah authority. Now, he says, which is which? So he says as follows. This is all in Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph of Mishle. V'oysam aloimdim Torah v'hein arev stam shehu mechuyav lirash lo yavoy michshol miyodai. The arev, what does it mean that he's an arev? What's he responsible for? So the Vilna Goyen has an idea here that these are rebbeim who teach Torah. And if they teach Torah properly, then they produce Talmidim who can then teach Torah properly to others. And they will be able to fulfill the din that comes to them according to Amita Shel Torah. They'll be dan din emes la Amita. What if you don't teach them properly? Then you are responsible for all the mistakes that they make. And for all the ignorance that they propagate. So he says, Loimdim Torah barabim v'oisam aloimdim Torah v'emarev stam. What is the arvus? Shehu mechuyav liras. He has to guarantee. Shelo yavo michshol miyado. Hainu sheyilamid osam heitev v'yazbir osam b'kedei shelo yitu. So he has to teach them properly so that they do not make a mistake. What is the other arev? The higher level of arev, the one who displaces the lova, as it were. It's a very interesting idea. If you paskin correctly, then okay. But if you don't paskin correctly, then basically you're taking away money from a person, and it's of course against his will, because he doesn't want to give it if he's not mechuyev. No kashta bim reficha, heim neged osam halomdim, oime no kashta bim reficha. And no karato is bim neged hadayonim. So this is the way the Gaon explains it there. Now let's take a look at our pasuk. Loched is somebody who conquers. Nil karata is you were conquered by it. Malkoid is a moikesh and a malkoid are almost synonymous. It means a trap.
In this case, you conquered by
nil karata be'imrei ficha, by the words that came out of your mouth, by the wrong Torah that you said, by the psak halacha. If it's nil karata, it's referring to the arev kablan type, which is the dayonim. Because with the words that came out of your mouth, you took money erroneously from the person and gave it to the other fellow. So that's the Biur HaGra and Perek Vav. Now this pasuk is a general statement. You'll notice that in Perek Vav he's talking to him personally, Bini. But here it says, Ra ye roa ki orav zor, v'sone toki'im boteach. It's not an easy pasuk to teach. Ra ye roa ki orav zor is very easy to explain. It's a terrible thing. It's not a good thing that the arev did, that he became an arev for a stranger. So the first part of the pasuk is easy. What is the second pasuk?
part of the pasuk, the sone tokeim boteach. Now, if we wouldn't know perek vav pasuk aleph, we would be lost until we looked at the mefarshim. But I think even without the mefarshim, we have an etzah here now, because we did just now mention perek vav pasuk aleph, namely tekiyas kaf. So if you learn the pasuk shad of this pasuk, it says the same thing as perek vav pasuk aleph. Raye roa ki orev zar, that he's an orev to a stranger. And not only that, but the person who's taikeya, meaning he gives his tkiyas kaf, which is the orev kablon idea of the goyin, right? So if he does that, he's in big trouble. If he hates doing that, it means he eschews it, he avoids it, then he's baiteach, then he has confidence that he'll be all right. So in other words, a sonei toke'im, if he's not the kind of person that always gives his tekiyas kaf, his handshake, his agreement to underwrite a loan, then he's secure and confident because he'll never get into trouble. So the pasuk has both of these ideas that is mentioned in Perek Vav Pasuk Aleph. Zot the goy. Raye roa ki orav zor, Moshe amru chazal, Ro acharo tovoy al misha orav bi'ad zor. He says the pasuk has raye roa. We'll learn the Gemara in Yevamos be'iyun bezes Hashem momentarily. That's basically the whole shiur. But let's first see what the Gemara says. So raye roa. Why the kefal halosham? Evil shall befall him in an evil way, because when a person is an arev, it's not only not good, it's like the bad follows the bad. It gets more and more complicated. V'hainu k'mosha amarnu l'malo perek vav pasuk aleph, sheyesh beiz minei arvus, stam arev v'arev kablan, v'hein neged ha-malamdim Torah l'vnei Yisrael, v'dayonei Yisrael, as we just said a moment ago. V'hein, now he adds, interestingly, Sarei Chamishim v'Sarei Meos. The Gemara Chagiga, Daf Yadalid, says Sar Chamishim. Chamishim is like Chumashim. You know, it's like the Pasuk says, V'chamushim olu b'nei Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim. So Chamushim is all different pshatim. One of them is Echad Mechamisha. Others means that they were gepanzer. They had armaments. They were equipped militarily. But in any case, Sar Chamishim is the same thing. Sorry, Chamishim means over 50 people. That's what it means. But the Chazal learned it, that Sar Chamishim is a Talmud Chochem who knows Hayodei Alisa V'Litein B'Chamishuchum Shei Torah. Obviously, it means also with the Torah Shebaal Peh associated with it, because otherwise Lisa V'Litein doesn't fit. So he says that is what it means, Sari Chamishim. And the Sari Meos, he learns, are the people who are even more so. So who are they? They are the Dayonim. Umisha Machnis Atzmai Lilameid. Avoin HaTalmud Sheyase Shaloi Kehoigen Machmas Hayra Osoi Tolui Boy V'hu Arev Bado. It's like the idea of Arevim Kol Yisrael Zebozeh. So if a person's not Mochiach, another Jew, where there's an opportunity to succeed with your Tochacha, and you didn't do it, and because you failed to do the Tochacha, that fellow proceeded with the Avera, then the responsibility for the Avera is not only on the perpetrator of the Avera, but also on the person who stood by the sidelines and did not prevent it from happening. The same thing says the Goyin here about a Malamed. If a person teaches Torah in an inappropriate way, and he doesn't convey the emes of the Torah, and because of that the Talmud got messed up in his Havana, and he didn't learn enough, or he didn't learn properly or correctly, then the responsibility is not only for him that he didn't give the proper hesber or taich or whatever it is, but also for the Rebbe for not preparing the Talmud correctly. So he is an arev for the Talmud's Torah. So that's what the pasuk is saying. So that's benogeya, the stam arev. So he says,
what's the din by an arev stam? That as long as the loiva has the money, ain't a mishtalim in arev, that the malva doesn't go to the arev.
In other words, the abstract learning of the Torah was not proper either. But according to the Gra, the brunt of it is not on the Rebbe as long as it doesn't turn into a lamaisa mistake. Achadayon hu arev kablon shemotzi momon mizev enosin lozeh. Vein roin lahabal din klal lipara mimenu rak mehadayon. Shetekev kishato hotzi mizev momon shalokedin venosin lozeh. So again, he says exactly the same thing that he said in Perek Vav, that the dayan who takes money, shaloi kedin, because he doesn't paskin correctly, basically it's like a ganav, really. But he says he's like an arev kablin in the sense that the responsibility is ach v'rak on the shoulders of the dayan. Of course, we wouldn't hold responsible the other fellow because that's how the dayan paskin. So what do we want from him? So Memela, the Goyin learns that this is like the Arev that has the primary responsibility, the Arev that we call the Shluv Dutz, the Arev Kabla. V'zehu, now he says, this is the Pshat of the Pasuk. Raye roa ki Arev Zar, hu amachnis atzmi luma toil rabim, ki pen yite, v'atalmid yasek moshetov, v'avon yitol l'boi. But we don't know for sure that it's going to happen because there may not be a ma'aseh at all. The Sinei Toikim, who Arev Kablon, Shua Nikro Shluv Dutz. Now, Shel Chein Nikroim Toikim, Shenitka Biad Chavero, he is bound, as it were, he is sunk because his friend got him into this mess, into this responsibility. But I say, Dover, who Boteach Ve'eno Misyore, if he does it right. So in other words, an Arev Kablon is a terrible thing because you go to the Arev first. But if the Loiva has money and he pays, then the Arev Kablon is still off the hook. So the same thing over here. If the Arev, he should never be an Arev for another, but if he does it right, then there's no problem at all. And then he says, in the footnote, in the parentheses, this is from the Talmud who put together the Goyin's words, it's very nice pshat. He says, you can have a person that's worthy of being a Talmud, and then of course the only thing is you have the responsibility to teach him correctly. You could have a good Talmud, but you don't teach him properly, the Talmud's not going to learn the Emes. But then you could have a problem not only with the Rebbe, you could have a problem that they never should have taught him to begin with. That's Raye Roa. The double error, the double Ra, is that the Talmud should not have been taught Meikara because he's a Talmud She'enei Hagun. So even if you would try to teach him correctly, you would be making a mistake and doing an avla. So that's the Lashon Ra Yeroa Ki Arav Zor. V'sainei Toikim, says the Goyin in the end. Avo Misha Sainei Liyais Dayan Lazar. You know, somebody who avoids being an Arev. Shu Mechuyav Ledin Af Lazar, Shebedin Ein Chiluk. V'afo Pikenu Sainei Baiteach. The Goyin says here something very beautiful. He says like this, in the regular case of Arev, you're not mechuyev to become an Arev. In fact, it's advisable not to become an Arev. Right? But a Dayan has to paskin a Shaila. So if you're comparing a Dayan who made a mistake, so maybe you'll say he shouldn't do a Din Torah, and then he won't, you know, Mali Litzarazos, I won't get involved. He says, no, you're mechuyev to be a Dayan. But he says, you should do it, but you should hate doing it. He says, if you hate doing it, you'll do it right. It's a very interesting pshat, because you see, people in positions of authority and power, they begin to enjoy the power and the authority. You know, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. So this is the idea. A dayan is lording it over people. Ad kedekach, you know, it's the word lord. A dayan, what's the dayan called in Parshas Mishpatim? Ado Elohim Yavod Vashmet Shnehem, right? So for a person to feel that he's on that darga, that you can call him Elohim, even by analogy, whatever it is, this is an extraordinary amount of power. Therefore, a person in his humility actually hates being placed in such a position. A Baal Gaiva loves it. He enjoys it. He relishes it. So therefore, you're going to have to be a dayan. But he'll be a sinei toikim, then he's by teach that the din will be la'amita shel Torah. It's a very beautiful pshat. Let me just read over that lines, those lines again. So he quotes the Gemara, the Mishnah, Maseches Avos, Hachoisech Atzmai Min Adin, Perek Mimenu Eva V'Gezel, Harei Baiteach Min Asainim. So he learns Hachoisech Atzmai Min Adin doesn't mean he doesn't do Din Tyrus, because then where's the Dayan going to be, and we're going to find your Paisik. You have to have somebody that tells you what to do. If there's a Sichsuch between two people in Din Emunos, where should they go? So there has to be a Dayan. But that Dayan should be, even as he paskins, should be miserable that he has this responsibility. It's a very interesting idea. So that's what Sine Toikim, if he's Sine, the fact that he has that responsibility, that he gave his Tkiyas Kaf in the Moshul of the Arev, which is the Arev Kablon, by Teyach he'll have the confidence that he's paskining correctly. Yeah, Toikea means you plant your hand, you... Toikea, it's the same word, but it's in a different. It's obviously Tkabi Shofar means to blow the shofar, but here Toikea means Tkiyas Kaf. Yeah, you heard the expression Tkiyas Kaf?
Yeah, I heard the expression.
Yeah, so that's what it means, Toikea. And Toikea also means to plant something in the ground. That's also called Toikea. If you'll take a look at the Rashi in Yevamos, right? So he's trying to explain Shluv Dutz. So you see the word dutz, it's like in the middle of the Rashi.
Yeah.
You see it? So Rashi says, dutz loshon tikua kida omar dotza sholfa Shabbos dafnun amud beis. The dafyomi is not yet there. It'll be there in a month or so, maybe more. But lemaisa, the Gemara there tells us about making a charitz in the ground. There was a certain kind, they're very interesting because we have the same thing today. They had a certain flower that was very, very, it was a flower or a plant that had tremendous aroma. It had a delicious aroma. And they used to like to have these plants, you know, on their table because it gave off a very wonderful odor. The problem is that when the plant gets dry, it dies, and then, of course, it's useless. So they couldn't, but they weren't in the garden. So what did they do? So they had like this... little flower pot with moist earth, and they would keep it in that flower pot, and they would stick it into the flower pot. That's where you get the word toikeia. And then when they had to smell it, they would lift it up out of the flower pot, and they would smell it, they would pass it around like besomin, and then they would put it back into that flower pot. That's how they did it. So the second time around, says the Gemara, you don't have to worry about making a hole because there's already enough of a hole there from the pushing in and pulling out from the time before. So Memela, the second time is not a problem in Shabbos. That's what they're trying to say. But meanwhile, the Lashon that they use is Dotsa V'Sholfa. You push it in and pull it out. So that's what he says. It's the Dutz means Lashon Tikua. But what is Tikua? So what does Tikua have to do with it? So again, that's all associated with the idea of Tkiyas Kaf. It means you put yourself into the other person's hands. You stuck yourself into a business that doesn't belong to you. You have a lot of times the word, I got stuck. I got stuck. I couldn't get to the meeting because I got stuck. What does stuck mean? It means somebody hit you with a pin? No, it means you got you got bogged down. So that's the idea of Tkiyas Kaf also, that, you know, you put your hand into the other person's hand. Rav Hokah Samtachas Hashem is right. So this is all related. So, Lama Akukton now the Gemara and Yevamos. Because the Gemara and Yevamos, I tell you the truth, the reason I bring it is because of some of the other things that the Gemara mentions. And the Me'inyan Le'inyan, it's very fascinating. Gemara says like this, Yisrachek Mishloish Advarim. He should do certain things, says the Gemara earlier on the previous Amud. And in Kuftes Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Yisrachek Mishloish Advarim. He should stay away from three things. If a person wants to be Beseder, he should stay away from three things. What are they? Miyunin, Pikdainos, and the Dar. And excuse me, and Eravim. What is Miyunin? Dilma Godla, Umichartaba. In other words, the marriage that you have with the Ktana, you should avoid it because then she has the ability to reject the marriage when she gets older. So now you're going to be stuck without a wife. Minat Pikdainos. So the Gemara says, Bebar Masa, the Baisei Ki Baisei Dami. Very interesting Rashi. Rashi learns, interestingly enough, Rashi learns, "Bebar Masa lo yikabel pikadon mi ben iroi." He should not take a pikadon. You know what a pikadon is? Somebody is a shomer on somebody else's object. It's a pikadon. And then that fellow goes away. So why shouldn't he be mekabel a pikadon? First of all, if he's not a ben iroi, then where is he come into contact with him? Every pikadon kemat is from somebody that's local. But the Gemara says it's not a good idea to become a shomer on a pikadon. Now the truth is that in all of these cases, if you're a shomer, even an arev, sometimes you're doing a tremendous chesed. I don't know how many gemachs there are that exist without the co-signers who signed for the gemach. If a person is not going to ever co-sign, then nobody's ever going to get any money for the gemach. So it's not pshat that these things are terrible things like aveiros. It's just that you have to know what you're getting yourself into. Because there are certain people that will rely on the co-signers that they don't have to pay themselves. And you deal with those kind of people, then you're in trouble. Same thing with a pikadon. What kind of people are we talking about? Why shouldn't I be a shomer? I'm doing you a favor. It's a chesed. So look at Rashi. The next Rashi. The baisei ki baisei domi. The Rashi that begins, Dibra maschul de baisei. His house is like his house. What does it mean? Sherogil etzloi. The yitol eshaloi. The yachzor v'yitvenu. You have the maisei, the means a ganav. He says, you talk about a person who's going to be in and out of the house. He's going to take his pikadon back and then later say, where's my pikadon? So you're talking about a mamash ganav? So of course, when you're dealing with those kind of people, you should avoid them at all costs. So you see that he's not talking about a regular case. So how the Gemara says that you should avoid these three things, minat pikdonos, the baisei ki baisei domi, according to Rashi, is not easy to understand. I mean, if the person's a ganav, then of course I'm not going to do him favors because I'll get into big trouble. But why should I assume that somebody's a ganav? You understand? In the Me'iri, he says, V'chein is hiru derech etza. It's like the third, about 10 lines down. V'chein is hiru derech etza shlo yehe rogel lekabel pikdonos mibnei iroi. Shekol she'oise kein hare beisei shal nifkad etzel hamafkid. So he says like this, the person who has a pikadon is always going to go check up on his pikadon, and memela your rishus becomes a rishus harabim. That's a different pshat entirely, you know. So you have Rashi and you have almost an extreme other pshat of, I think what was bothering Rashi is, why should a person avoid pikdonos? For Maisa, it's a mitzvah to do. Okay. The next thing that it says here, of course, is minha eravon. So what kind of eravon are we talking about, says the Gemara? Maseches Yevamos. Minha eravon, ba'arve shaltziyin. The kind of arev of shaltziyin. Rashi says that the two pshatim. Shaltziyin might be the name of a place. Look at the Rashi. Shaltziyon shem makom shemanichim haloive, they ignore the loive altogether, v'toifsin arev, and they take from the arev. So it was one of those places where they went to the arev first, and therefore you're going to be in big trouble. Lishna achrina shaltziyon kairim shem ha'iravon al shem nutrikun shluf dutz shaylef atzmei min haloive, he removes himself, he pulls himself away from the loive, v'toikeya atzmei, and he connects himself, he pushes himself onto the arev. So Rashi says that shaltziyon is from shluf dutz. It's the same, it's nutrikin, it's rashi tevis. And dutz, loshon tikua, kida omar, dotza shofa, as I told you what the pshat of that gemara is. Now, the gemara continues and says that, how do you know? The omar of yitzchok maidich siv, that's our pasuk, raye roa ki orach zor, roa acharoa tovo, lemekable gerim, ula arve shaltzion, ula toikea atzmai lidvar halacha. Fantastic Gemara. We are talking about arevim. In the Gemara, it talks about three different cases. They're very bad. The first, mekable gerim. What is mekable gerim? Zok de Gemara, mekable gerim kereb chalbay. The omer reb chalbay, kashim gerim li Yisrael kesapachas ba'or. Gerim are as much of a problem for Klal Yisrael as a tzaras is for the skin. In other words, it's a makkah, you know, it's a terrible makkah. Why? Zokt Rashi, Koshim Gerim, She'ein Bikiyin B'dikduke Mitzvois, Ulemeidim Yisrael Mimaseyim. The Gerim who come are half-baked, and they don't really know halacha, and the people around them actually learn from them, which is an interesting thing. Why should I want to learn from him? I know that he doesn't know anything. He just arrived. But that's what Rashi says. So, Koshim Gerim Yisrael, Kesapachas. And take a look, the Tosfos, Ro Acha Ro, Tavoy Lemekabli Gerim, Amari, Tahainu Hecho Shema, Masiyin Oysan, Lizgayer, you convince them to be Megayer. O Shemekablin Oysan Miyad, or they come on their own, but you just don't ask any questions, and you just accept them for what they say. In other words, either you convince them to be Mizgaya, or they go on their own, and you accept them immediately. Avo imhem misamtsim lizgaya. What happens if we are approached by the guy who wants to become a ger, and we hesitate, and we try to push him away, and we see that they are persistent? Vateirek he misametsas he lo leches ima. Naomi saw that Rus was eager to go. Pashup shat. Then mekablin also. Yesh lonu lekablin. Sharei motzinu shenanshu Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov shelo kiblu letimna, was pilegesh, right? Shebosel is gayer, and because they didn't accept her, holchav oisa pilegesh lelifas ben Esav, and who came out of her? Amalek. V'nafak mina Amalek ditzarinu liYisrael. This was a punishment that they weren't mekabler. In the Agadah of Perek Chelek in Sanhedrin Sadik Tesamid Beis. V'gam Yehoshua kibol rochav hazoina, v'nama, v'rus hamoavia, u'bereish perek v'amem adlikim, shegir hilul osa shoma gayireini almanashe tesimeni koin gadol, v'oysed almanashe tlamdeni kol ha-tayra kula, remember al regalachas, v'afa pishloi hoyu misamtsin lizgayer, you don't see there, on the contrary, you see there that they're a little peculiar. So what's the raya? Yodeya ha-yohilo ben, she-soifan li-yos-gerim gemurim, k'mosha osa li-besoif. So anyhow, Tosfos qualifies, it's not pshat that koshim gerim li-sokis tabachas, or gerim. Only those gerim where you don't have a raya in advance that they're beseder. Because gerim can become members of Klal Yisrael for all kinds of ulterior motives, and it could be that they don't even understand the responsibility of gerus. So therefore, if you know that the ger is sincere, then adarava, you're mechuyev to be mekabel him, and Bnei Yisrael were punished severely with Amalek, because Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, they were davis, were not mekabel Naama, Timna, and she became the pelegesh of Eliphaz and Minei Yotza Amalek. There are other pshatim in Koshim Gerim Lisokis Apachas, one of them offered by a ger himself who became a Talmud Chacham, the Bali HaTosfos. He says, you know why? Because they're too good and they bring kpedus on the rest of Klal Yisrael. So there are many different pshatim, but this is the Gemara that says, Mekabli Gerim, you should avoid being Mekabli Gerim. And then the Gemara says, Vaitet Aravi Shel Tzion, the Avdi Shluv Dutz. That means the arevus where you are making yourself to replace the loiva completely. Toikeya atzmoi lidvar halacha. What is that? What is toikeya atzmoi lidvar halacha? The sanya Rabbi Yosi Omer. Kala Omer ein loy toira, ein loy toira. Anybody that says that he doesn't have toira, then it's mistame because he doesn't have toira. Now, what is that all about? Look at Rashi. Ein loy toira, ein a yosik bar toira, ein loy toira, ein a mekabel schar limud. No, fashteitzach, if he's not going to learn, he's not going to get schar. So the Gemara says, pshita, what are you saying? You're not saying anything. So the Gemara, loy tzricha, excuse me, pshita, ela kola oimer, ein loy ela toira, ein loy ela toira. What is ein loy ela toira? So it means that he has nothing but Torah, could be a positive thing, right? And ein lo yela teira, then that's what he has. But what are we trying to say? He doesn't have chachmas chitzainius. He doesn't have a business activity. No, it means he has teira, but he doesn't have meisim. That the Gemara says, hanami pshita ela dafilu teira ein loy. My taima. So he says, if he says he has teira, but he only has teira, then even teira he doesn't have. My taima. Of course, if he's not mekayim, right, then he doesn't even have the Torah. The boys aim a loyalum kedam rito me yikora, kola aimer ain loy ala Torah, ain loy ala Torah, it's richa de kamagamer la achrini, va azli va avdi. Mao the same isle agro lididei, kamash malon. He says, what happens if you have a person that learns and he doesn't do mitzvahs? But he's a good Rebbe, he teaches others, and they do mitzvahs because of him. So maybe he gets their schar at least. Kamash malon ain loy ala Torah, he doesn't get the schar for their asiyas ha-mitzvahs, because he's a hypocrite. If he doesn't do it himself, he's not going to get the schar of others. We're talking about a dayan, and he is now about to judge a case. The gomar halacha umedami milsa lemilsa, the islay rabba v'loyazu mashil. He is judging for himself, and he makes his own conclusions. Rashi says, the gomar halacha yodei halacha she'ein doyim ledin abolafonav. Very interesting. Rashi adds a couple of words. Sometimes if you're brilliant enough, then add the rabba. Not every case is mentioned in the Poskim. And all of the Gedolei HaPoskim in all the generations were busy being medama milsa la milsa. They were always looking for opportunities to use the chomer that's in front of them to extrapolate beyond that to the case at hand. Which, of course, is something that you must do whenever there's something new that didn't exist before. But even things that did exist, not every case is mentioned in the Paiskin. So what do? You draw analogies. So what's wrong with that? So Rashi added a couple of words. It isn't really quite the same. And he, instead of going to ask his Rebbe, is this a good idea, decides to rest on his own laurels and paskin according to his own kaychus. Because he is medama milsa la milsa, but it might be a terrible mistake. That's what he says. Yodea halacha she'enoi doime l'din ha'bolifonov. He doesn't know the halacha that's before him. He knows something may ain't that. Umedama milsa la milsa v'loi masha l'rabe v'ainu toikeya. Why is the lashon toikeya? Again, you put yourself firmly into something. She'saymech v'nishan al halacha shehu yodea. So the Gemara says that that's a terrible thing, and that's something that you should avoid at all costs. Continues the Gemara. Let's go back to the Gemara. So he says, the Yisle Rabba v'loyozim ashul, the Omer Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni Omer Rav Yonason, la'olam yiradayin atzmai kilu cherev munachas lo ben yirei choysov, the Gehenim pesucha lo mitachtov. You should see that there's a Gehenim in front of him, and there's a sword that's mamish threatening him terribly. Shenemar, hinei tosher shelishloim shishim gibarim saviv lo mi gibar Yisrael, kulam uchazechem l'mechoma, right? And it ends, mipachat balelos. What is lelos? An image of Gehenim. Mipachat shel Gehenim shedoyim l'layla. So the gibarim, who are these gibarim? So Rashi says, dayonim. Shelishloimai means melech shahashalom shaloi. Means the dayonim that serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and mitosai, where is the mitosai of Shloimai? Where is the bed kivayachol of the Ribbono Shel Olam? That is the Beis HaMikdash. That is shesham lishkas hagozes. What does the Beis HaMikdash have to do with the dayonim? The answer is because that's where the dayonim were centered. That was where the very heartbeat of Dayonis was to be found, and therefore the Shishim Gibarim Savim, they have to be near the Melech Shah Shalom Shaloi in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Lishkas HaGozis. They have to be afraid, terrified of paskening the wrong psak. The Meiri, take a look at how he speaks about Gerim. Lo'olam yehei Adam nimna shalol lekabel Gerim. Elim Kain Achar Bechina Gedoyla al aderech sheizboya b'masechta zu, means in Yevamos, shema mitoich ezu sibahe mizgairim ve'ein kavanosam nikiyo miko. In other words, you have to guarantee their sincerity and their authenticity. Ukeshen izgairu uparcha sibosam, when they're already gairim and their ulterior motive has been accomplished and there's no need to be Jewish really anymore because they got what they wanted. Usually, what is it what they wanted? To marry a Jewish person. So now they're married. So now they don't have to bother with anything. That's what he means, parcha sibosam. The original motive is already accomplished. Hey, mikilim b'dikduke mitzvahs. The Yisrael made the man. Interestingly enough, again, why isn't it enough that you got people to be Jewish who are not really Jewish or don't want to be Jewish? That itself is a terrible thing. But vaystos from Rashi and from the Meiri, that itself wouldn't be sufficient, that you should avoid it at all costs, is because they then are mashpia on others. So he says, Ulameidim Yisrael, Ulameidim Ehem, Ushamru Koshim Gerim Li Yisrael Kisapachas. Because Vaistos, this is an interesting thing of how they touched. If it would have said Koshim Gerim Kisapachas, then we would say Mitzar Atzmon. But the word Li Yisrael means that there's something that's affecting the rest of Klal Yisrael. So that's where you have the idea that it has to be ashpa on others. Very interesting. They were so medayik in this word, li Yisrael. Yeah, now the next thing, kol shetokea atzma lidva halocha, says the Meiri, ratzaloymar, shemasmid lasik b'toyra kol ayom. Very interesting, by the way. The Meiri adds something here. He says, vosfat sadreita mensch is sitting and learning and doesn't do mitzvahs. He says he's sitting and learning the whole day. Sits and learns. You know, in Litta, there were maskilim who loved to learn Torah. And they tell horror stories about these people. They tell a story about a person who wrote a beautiful shtickel Torah about the malacha of ksiva b'Shabbos. And he wrote it on Shabbos, because that's when he had time. V'zeh nira li l'chadish be'inyan ksiva b'Shabbos. That's a chiddush. It's a chiddush nifla. Anyhow, so you have these kind of people. So the Meiri adds those extra words that he's learning a whole day. He doesn't have time for mitzvahs. So he's making a mezalzel in mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are not so important. Zokter, he says, mitoich asoka b'toira, he's making b'asiyas ha-mitzvahs, mitoich asoka b'toira. You see, what he's driving at is, it's not somebody that learns 3 hours a day and he's a cow. That's nothing to talk about. He's a person that has this idea that somehow learning Torah is Talmud Torah keneged kulam, so I don't have to do mitzvahs. So he says, now we know a halacha that Talmud Torah is shakul keneged kulam mitzvahs, but nevertheless, when there's a mitzvah that e'ef shalasis al yidei achayrim, then the person has to stop learning and do the mitzvah. Because that's the tachlis for all the mitzvahs. As the Rambam has a lashon, Shatalmud koidim l'maisa b'chol makom, Shatalmud mevi lidei maisa, vein ha-maisa mevi lidei Talmud. So obviously, the significance of Talmud is dafka because you have the opportunity to do the maisa properly. And if it's not going to ever lead to maisa, so then Torah ain't by either. That's what the Meiri is being masbir. So he says, "Afilu schar Torah ein loy shenemar ulamadetem vasisem kol sheyeshnei basiyah yeshnei belimida kol sheena basiyah ena belimida." The Ribon Shel Olam does not give him schar for all that Torah that he learned because he's not using it to fulfill mitzvahs. V'imayu malamid la'acherim va'acherim mekayimim mitoch limudai. Even if he teaches others, and the others are doing the mitzvahs, and the reason they're doing the mitzvahs is because they know the Torah that's necessary for those mitzvahs, and who do they know the Torah from? From this very fellow. But since he himself is mezalzel in mitzvahs, he doesn't get the schar for getting them to do mitzvahs, al yidei limud ha-Torah. Very interesting. Ein lo schar b'meshehim mekaimim al piv. Now, what about schar for learning Torah itself? He says, yeah, that they'll give him. But not for the mitzvahs that result. Next shtickle. Kol sheyesh etzlei rav eichocham, shu yochel levar imoy svei koysov, For who nishan bibinasa, he relies on his own intellect, his own capacity. O medam milsa la milsa, o mayre mitoch svaraisav, hareza bekilulas chachamim. He's under the curse of the chachamim. Veroi ligar bo harbe, kamisha ein ema sayra olav. Ula oilam tsarich che chacham yare bahira. A person has to always be afraid to paskin. Derecha ara amru la olam yiradayin atzmai kilu cherev munachas lo ben yirei choysav v'gehenem pesucha mitachtav. Ben yirei choysav means any false move and he's finished. That's the idea of ben yirei choysav. V'gehenem pesucha mitachtav ratzalaymar she yisyorei me einesh ba'olam hazeh hu ba'olam haba. He says the cherev is olam hazeh and the gehenem is olam haba. She ne'emar hinei mitasush lishlam yishishim gebarim saviv lo kulam achuzei cherev Malumdei milchama mipachad balelois mipachdu shel gehenem shadoy milalayla roimeis shahaya medrashay mezuyan betalmidei chachamim gedolim kedei shelo yikashlu b'hayra. He says the reason he had shishim gibarim saviv la is because mipachad balelois. In other words, they were mezuyanim with the greatness of Torah because they were afraid of pischa shel gehenem. Therefore, they surrounded themselves with giants of Torah, and it's only after consulting with them that they were willing to paskin. Of course, if you speak about mitasa shalishloime and speak about the Beis Hamikdash Lishkas Hagozes, there's an extra measure here, because any mistake that they make is a mistake that paskins up for kol adiris, because they are the amudei haHorah and they are the source of the masayra of Klal Yisrael. This isn't Stama Bezdin sitting somewhere, you know, in Mill Basin. You're talking about somebody who is responsible for the Masorah of Klal Yisrael, Lishkas HaGozes, Sanhedrin Sheb Lishkas HaGozes. So there we see the way the Rambam describes the Sanhedrin in Lishkas HaGozes in the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim. So you're talking about people that if they make a mistake because they are not inclined to ask the Gedolim amongst them, then that mistake could become something that festers in Klal Yisrael forever. So it's a much more serious inyan.